Big sports news over the weekend, Tiger Woods DUI arrest. We have a number for Tiger. This is the only radio show that he has agreed to do an interview with this morning, so we thought we would take him up on his offer and give him a call. He, of course, is out on bond, back home in Jupiter Island, not the planet.
Jupiter Police Station, how may I direct your call?
Tiger Woods, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Tiger, it's the Musers.
Oh, hi, Musers. Oh, my God, it's so good to hear your voice. Oh, a friendly voice. My God, this has been absolute hell. I don't know if it's hit the papers yet.
Yeah, it has.
But I, like, got arrested or something.
No.
Tiger, what happened?
Well, it's really embarrassing. Do I have to talk about it?
Yes.
I was this embarrassed the time I sharted on the back nine during my first Masters victory.
I don't remember that.
Or the time my diaper leaked at the Nelson when Byron and I were doing pictures together.
Diaper?
Turns out his diaper was leaking too, so it turned out to be a big laugh. But yeah, I want to make this very clear to all of your Muser fans out there.
Okay.
I was not intentionally drinking. This is a medication episode.
Hmm.
Okay, what kind of meds you on?
Well, Jub, I went to my friend's birthday party at 7 p.m.,
uh-huh.
Okay? And we're having a great time, and, you know, because it isn't every day you turn 14, so we're celebrating pretty hard. We're jumping in the bounce houses, we're tossing water balloons, having three-legged races.
Mm-hmm.
His mom had even made a sheet cake and written his name on it in chocolate icing.
Sounds great.
It's a really fun party. Anyway, I was really sweaty after an aggressive game of smear the...
Yeah, okay.
Can I say it?
No.
Okay. And so I go to the punch bowl, and I drink a big old bunch of punch, because I'm thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out my friend's older brother, Stan, had spiked the punch with some sort of Everclear vodka rum. And it started interacting with my medication that my pediatrician had prescribed.
Pediatrician?
So it's Stan's fault, whoever that is.
Right, right. And it clearly says, on right at the bottom of my Flintstones complete, it says, not supposed to mix with pure grain alcohol. So I drink the punch, and I try to go out and play laser tag, and I realize I'm feeling woozy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say, you know, Mrs. Jeffries, I need to go lay down. So she leads me into the family room where all the sleeping bags are, and I get in my sleeping bag early. All the rest of the kids still out playing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wake up in the middle of the night feeling sick at my tummy, and I wanted to get some tummy medicine.
Okay.
So I'm looking through my overnight bag that Kristen had packed for me.
Mm-hmm, your girlfriend.
Yeah, and I can't find my tummy medicine. I mean, I'm sorting through it, past the hydrocodone, the Ambien, the OxyContin, the Percocet, the horse tranks that I take, Valium, the Vicodin, and the Flintstones, which caused this whole issue.
Right.
And I can't find my tummy medicine. And since I'm the only one of Petey's friends that has his driver's license,
mm-hmm,
I had to go out in the middle of the night, 3 a.m., to get tummy medicine.
Oh, that explains it.
And I'm halfway to the Duane Reade when I see the rotating lights behind me.
Oh, no. Oh.
And that's when I was busted. And it turns out it wasn't even Stan that had spiked the punch.
Hmm.
Petey told me that he found by the punch bowl a golf glove with the signature on it, Phil the Dill Mickelson.
Oh, no.
He left his glove behind.
Your all-time rival spiked the puck.
He spiked the puck knowing it was going to mix badly with my Flintstones complaint.
That's
he
terrible.
He wanted me to get in trouble.
Oh, man.
So sorry that you're going through this, Tiger. We hate it for you.
It is terrible.
I am, too. And, you know, I wanted to get bailed out, but no one will bail me out. I've called Elon like 20 times. She won't take my call.
Wait, we thought you were out. You're still in?
I'm still in here.
Oh.
I'm still in here. And the one person who would have bailed me out isn't around anymore.
Who's that?
No.
My
oh, no.
Large ebony addict that felt so massively horny and as deep within his Sansa belts to such a degree that he had to sign up for the Korean War so he could track down a Japanese comfort girl that was camped out in a menstruation hut at the top of Everest, so he had to use his firm tinkle stick as a divining rod to pinpoint the location of the Vietnamese warmth hole that he wanted to use as a docking station for 10 seconds so he could introduce PGA championship-making liquid far enough inside that she would have to 9 months later squat over a spaghetti strainer in a ramshackle kitchen and strain out a baby from the placenta juice and put a red shirt on it and point it towards the white women and wait for residuals.
He found her at the top of Everest?
He says hi.
But he's dead. How does he say hi?
Bye, weirders.
Bye.
Hang in there.
Good luck, Tiger. All right, there he is, the fake Tiger.